Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 211 for December 11th, 2006. Candle Impressions, Flameless Candles. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new week and a brand new Daily GizWiz. Hello, Dick DiBartolo. We survived our 200th episode contest. And
I know, and we're leaping into 2001.
2001? What are you talking about?
I mean, 2011.
What are you talking about?
I do them in a different order than you do. I have a guy's keyboard.
Yeah.
And when you type 2011 on the guy's keyboard, it comes out 2001.
Okay.
But
yes,
I have a conversion table
that comes
with the keyboard.
Oh, thank goodness.
So when you send somebody a letter,
yes.
Wait a minute. They should sell the rest of the guy's keyboard. Leo, this is so great.
It could be an encoding device.
What you do is you just type it. Like
wow.
You thought you were typing on a QWERTY keyboard.
Right.
The stuff would come out as nonsense. And then someone else who has a guy's keyboard would be able to figure out what you were really trying to type.
Wow.
I know.
All this just to sell an $8 keyboard.
No. The government is now involved. This is an $8 million
yeah, right.
keyboard.
Specially designed.
Oh, boo.
Mil-spec.
I have UPS.
Go ahead. Go get
door.
UPS. It's always the best part of the Daily GizWiz.
Okay, one second.
Fresh gadgets arrive. Who knows what he'll have? Something wonderful, no doubt. There he is. He's talking to the... Oh, the dog's barking. Oh, some fresh gadgets have arrived. Maybe today's gadget. Let's listen in. Great moments in podcast history. December 11th, 2006.
Okay, I'm back.
This is a great moment in podcast history.
Okay.
December 11th, 2006. Steve Bartolo goes to get the mail.
Okay, it's FedEx. It's from Life Gear.
Ooh.
Oh, out your way. Encinitas? California.
Is it Encino or Encinitas?
Encinitas, California.
Yes.
It is. I'm opening the package.
It is.
I'll do this in the future. It's the 6-in-1 personal safety device. Okay.
We know how you feel about safety. I'm sure we'll be hearing about that later on.
Yeah. Is that a mock? Are you mocking me?
No, you're big into safety.
I'm big into safety.
I live
in New York City.
Safety first. And look, he's still alive.
I'm still alive. And this is so interesting. My gadget fits in with safety.
Well, what is
and
it?
And the season.
Yes.
Because they are from, they're called Flameless Candles.
Wait a minute, I love these. I was with you when we went to the show.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Remember?
Right, Leo,
I love
these. They're from Candle Impressions. They're made of real wax.
They sent me some of these. My wife flipped her lid.
They are great. And now they have updated them, Leo. They still make, so what we should explain what they are. They look exactly like candles because they're made of wax.
They're made of wax, yeah.
But they are battery operated, and they flicker. They look exactly like real candles. But
in fact, I fooled many people because I will show them the candle, and I'll say, "Look, isn't this beautiful?" And or we'll put it in the bathroom, or we'll put it out. We have them on the sidewalk. I love these.
You put candles out on your sidewalk?
Oh yeah. Well, we don't live in New York. It's very it's very beautiful.
And what they've added this year is automatic turn off on some of the models.
They need that.
Yes. But I mean, even, you know, you're talking about a tiny little, I assume it's a little LED in there.
Yeah, they last
so
for
hours. A pair of batteries, yeah. It has 350 hours of burn time. But the new models, you can buy them with just the straight on-off switch, or the new models with the three-position switch. If you hit timer, it flickers for 5 hours and then goes out. So it's ideal if you're putting it in the window and you're going to bed. But the guy at the hardware show preview was telling me, I think his name was Patrice, that a lot of fire companies now are selling them as fundraisers.
Great idea.
Because it's a dual purpose. Right. You're creating safety because you have a candle that won't fall over. That
these are every bit as good
with.
As a candle. Every bit
yeah.
as good. My daughter likes to have candles in the bedroom. I can't let her have candles in the bedroom. But I can give her these, and she loves them.
But you won't give her batteries. That's a very, very
mean
thing about it. There's a mean
so
streak
mean.
In you, Leo. There's a mean streak.
Enjoy your flameless candle. And by the way, it's lightless, too. When you're 15, you get batteries.
And now she told me when if she graduated college
yeah,
that
yeah,
you would give her batteries.
When you get out of Harvard, you get batteries.
You get batteries.
No, I think this is you know, it's funny because Jennifer has been saying, my wife has been saying to me for a year, get Dick to do these. Every woman in the world wants these. This is a great last-minute Christmas gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they've added textured candles and candles that look like there's wax that has melted down the side.
They really look real. We couldn't figure out where to get them, though. Are they?
You know, the guy told me that now Bed Bath & Beyond is carrying them.
Oh, good. All right.
So when
I saw him, he sent us some. And when I
good.
And this was early on, and I think they hadn't yet got distribution, really.
No, you're right. It took a little time. And as a matter of fact, when I went there, the guy said, you were here last year with someone famous.
He did?
Oh, fine. Thanks.
Who was that, Dick? Are you cheating on me?
I don't know. I wouldn't tell him. I wouldn't tell
you're
him.
You're cheating on me.
I said I was here with Mike Myers, the guy with the Scottish yeah. accent. Oh, yeah, that's the guy. Yeah,
ogres are like an onion.
Okay, that's the guy.
I could dine out on that impression for years. I really could.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And I say there's a famine coming.
No, this is a really, really neat item. I have yeah. to say, I've been trying to get you to do this for a while, and I'm glad
yeah.
you finally.
And they start at about $17, and if you do go online, they have candle kits with a group of them for
right.
like $50.
Don't just get one. You're going to want a bunch of them.
You're gonna want to do a bunch
they
of them.
They flicker. They really are realistic. And
yeah.
the wax
and they have
smells good, so really you feel like you've
yeah,
got to
they're
it
vanilla scented. It's
great.
A great way to go,
yeah.
especially this holiday season. And so there you go.
There's our.
And if you want them, you know, remember to that there are two different models now: just straight on off, or the newer candles, slightly more expensive, with the built-in timer. So if you're putting them in the window as a decoration, you probably want the ones that stay on and go off after 5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice thing to have a candle in the
yeah.
window. I like that. That's a really nice thing to have. Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Daily Gizwiz Singers present the Jingle for Letters. Wow, it's so festive. I love
so
the bells
festive.
Trailing off at the end.
And I cannot believe that I'm so organized. I'm usually so terribly disorganized that you forwarded me this letter to read on this day.
Oh, actually, are we going to say hello to Noel?
Yes.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Hi, Leo and Dick. Leo, I have been a Leoholic for some time.
I'm sorry.
I enjoyed your shows at Tech TV. I enjoy your netcast even more. It seems freedom suits you well. The reason I'm writing you is not because I'm a longtime fan, but because my daughter is also a fan. She watched you before she understood most of what was going on in your shows, but now she's progressed to using Debian Linux.
Debian Linux? Wait
Debian
a minute.
Linux?
She's only 9 years old. She's using Debian Linux? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
She's putting us all to shame here. She must
and
be a
she's
whiz.
Now a big a big fan of Daily Gizwiz.
Oh,
she
I
even
like
sings the Gizwiz jingle, and she uses the phrase, it makes its own gravy. Yeah, but she's 47. No. No. Her name is Noelle, and she turns 9 on December 11th today.
Happy birthday, Noelle.
So if possible, would you and Dick say happy birthday to her on
now,
the show?
Now, we never she do would- this.
But we never do this.
I couldn't resist.
Right. She would love you even more for doing it. Okay, Noelle, happy birthday.
It's my sister Eva's birthday, too.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your sister. Your sister's name is Even?
Eva. Yeah, Eva.
Oh, Eva.
Even. Yeah. I was going to be Steven. She was going to be Even. We thought it'd be really cute. But we, they forgot.
Right.
They forgot
and
to name me Steven.
I forgot to say happy birthday last week to my brother, who is 791123.
Oh, You're serialized. Isn't that cute?
Or we should be. Yeah. Something.
Oh. All right. Well, happy birthday to all the birthday boys and girls out there. And
yes,
please
sir.
Don't get in the habit of sending us these because we can't do them every show.
We can't do them all.
No. But I just had to. Right. Noelle was just, that was sounded so sweet. All right. I think we've done the gadget. We've done the letter.
We've done it.
There's only one thing left to do.
I didn't know how to say I'll be here with that intro.
I didn't want to cut you off. The Mad Minute.
Okay.
Dick, we'll see you next time.
Okay, I'll be here.
Like the dead air.